Prisoners of Hadrian, an original short story by Vanessa Thurgood. Read for you by the author. Copyright 2025. All rights reserved. Chapter 1. Escape. Thousands of feet stomped overhead, causing the ceiling to drop another pound of powdered dust onto Darius Vermouth's head. He brushed it away before it could stick to his scalp, revealing the tattoo on his forearm. A black letter D, the one that marked him as a prisoner of Hadrian, and a dragon. The gladiator battle happening on the surface had to be ending soon. If it didn't, he and the rest of the dragons trapped down here would be buried in dirt by morning. The pungent air of the prison was rife with anxiety this evening. Most of the 100 or so dragons housed here had been part of the flight who'd traveled with him and his family on their annual migration from Isla Dracona to Teledus 7 months ago. He should have been married to Fiora Moratus, the guardian of the Firespark, during that time. However, getting attacked by smoke-covered monsters and then trapped under the stadium to be used for human entertainment had cut that dream short.
"Perhaps the stadium will collapse today,"
Darius thought as he flipped a green and gold coin in his hand, letting it fall on his palm. As long as he didn't get clubbed by the falling stone, he might be able to escape.
"Gold. Point for you."
Roars from the crowd overhead reverberated through the stonework, rattling the torches in their sconces. "We're not that lucky." 3 cells away in the open barred prison stood Arion, Darius's cousin, with her blonde hair tied back with a leather cord, blue eyes almost glowing in the dimness. An identical coin to the one he'd just flipped flashed in her hand, reflecting the firelight as she tossed and caught it. "Gold. Point to me." Wheeled carts rattled along the uneven stones as the collectors walked down the ramp into the dank prison, and Darius stuffed his coin away into the hidden pocket on his trousers.
"Finally."
The carts and the collectors flashed in and out of focus in the dim torchlight as they approached the block of cells to collect that day's tribute of magic. The atmosphere in the prison shifted from restless waiting to nervous excitement. Darius pushed his dark hair from his forehead, praying the others were ready. They'd only get one chance.
"You worry too much, cousin," Ari said.
Darius curled his lip, revealing sharp teeth as he caught her glance, golden eyes flashing.
"I think you worry too little. Do you realize what will happen if we don't make it out?"
"I'm aware, as you've been going through all possible failures since closing your eyes last night."
The scowl on Darius's face deepened, and he turned away. Sometimes the mind bond he'd created with Ari when they were children was a nuisance. However, and he'd never admit this, after sharing their thoughts for so long, he couldn't imagine life without it. Catching the hooded amethyst eyes of his uncle and Ari's father, Sergei gave a sharp nod. A deep breath later, the collector stood in front of Darius's cell. He occupied the first one on the outer perimeter of the prison, a prime spot, with easy access for the guards to bind and flog him for all the trouble he'd caused since arriving 7 months ago. And he was about to give them a whole lot more. The two collectors in their blue robes and thick buckskin gloves approached Darius's cell. One was tall and skinny and held a roll of parchment with the list of prisoners. The second one was shorter, pushing a cart full of dull white gems that clattered in their cases. A gleam lit Darius's eye that matched the burning anxiety inside. The tall one eyed Darius warily.
"You won't give us any problems today, will you?"
Slater, Darius's other cousin, stood in the cell opposite, casually pressing his arms against the bars, directly behind the tall collector, and waited.
"I wouldn't dream of it," Darius said in his silkiest voice.
The short one twitched and gave Darius a suspicious glare.
"I wish Aegean would have assigned us another block. Every extraction I've performed on this dragon has led to some sort of catastrophe. Meredith will put me in the games if I fail again."
"Poor lad," Darius thought without remorse. "I hope he knows how to fight."
Somewhere in the back of his mind, Ari was snickering.
"Hold out your hands," the ones pushing the cart ordered.
Of course, Darius said. The magic is burning me up. I can't wait for you to take it.
This wasn't a complete lie. Dragon magic wasn't supposed to be limited to only a human form. It wanted to expand, fly, and breathe. Being trapped in this prison, apart from his true form, often made him ill, but he'd never trade the sickness for no magic at all. Darius pushed his arms through the bars, palms up. With one last suspicious look, the short one wrapped a cord around Darius's wrist to hold him in place. His companion opened a box filled with white gems in rows on a blue velvet lining. Thick gloves in place, the collector picked up a gem and held it toward Darius's palm. His pulse morphed into the rhythm of a war drum. He couldn't let the stone touch his skin or it would leech his power, and the entire plan would be in ruins. But he had to draw the collector close enough to take their keys, as every facet of the plan hinged on this one point. As the collector stepped closer, Darius lunged forward and grabbed the hood of the man's blue robes, bashing his head against the bars and knocking him out. At the same moment, Slater grabbed the other man from behind when he stumbled backward in fright. Slater wrapped his wiry arm around the collector's throat until the young man turned purple and passed out. Darius shook off the robes binding his arms, and soon both he and Slater were outside their cells, and unlocking as many doors as they could before passing the keys on to the others. Rushing feet and shouts echoed throughout the dungeon as the trapped dragons spilled into the aisles. Small scuffles broke out as the escapees encountered the few guards who roamed the cells. Darius spun around to find Ari grinning at him, her sharp teeth gleaming.
"I knew you could do it," she said.
He shrugged off her comment.
"Let's go. We have to get the others topside before the guards can assemble. Most everyone should have enough magic to transform if we can reach the streets."
She nodded, and they sprinted down the aisles, hurtling up the ramp that led to the market surrounding the amphitheater, clawed fingers pumping back and forth. When they rounded the corner, Darius stretched out his arm to stop Ari and those behind him, his stomach dropping.
How did he find out?
Standing opposite the dragons was a shield wall of men. In their center was the captain of the Legion, Taggart Aegean.
Don't look so surprised, Vermu, Aegean said, smirking. I knew you'd try something today. You've been too complicit lately.
So I took precautions.
Darius rubbed his sweating palms on his grime-covered trousers before casting a quick glance at Ari.
I can take them if I transform.
She shook her head.
It's too small in the tunnel. You'll crush us. Then what are we supposed to do? He snarled at her. I refuse to let these two-legged vipers keep us trapped.
I will give you slaves 1 minute to walk back to your cells before I personally ensure each of you is fed to the Raker Mir.
Darius paled at these words. He remembered the Raker Mir too well. They were the reason he was here. Why all of them were here. But they wouldn't be the reason they stayed here. Too much waited for him on the other side of the Eastern Fringe, including his betrothed, Fiora. Sergei slid to a halt next to Darius as he spotted the blockade, pulling Darius back to the challenge in front of him.
We can't stop now. Everyone is out, Sergei whispered urgently.
Darius swallowed, knots tying in his stomach. The longer they stood here, the less likely it was they'd get out.
Forward!
Darius shouted and rushed the line of soldiers who lowered their spears. He used his clawed fingers to knock the spear points from his path and slammed into the dented shields. His shoulder popped and a hiss of pain slid through his teeth, but he didn't slow as he ran past the blockade. At least not until faint pinpricks bit the back of his neck and arms. The dragons at his back propelled him forward and beyond, trampling several soldiers in the process. The light of the open streets beyond taunted him, even as his vision flickered. He was so close to the exit and freedom. The smell of roasting meats, stale sweat, and sweet open skies beckoned him onward. But his legs melted, and he fell onto all fours.
We're almost there,
Ari said, tugging on his arm to get him back to his feet.
We have to keep going.
Darius swiveled his head to the side and fell over, noticing a horde of small white darts stuck to his skin.
No. He would not go back to those cells. Dragons weren't meant to live in cages, especially not as slaves to soulless humans. But the blackness closing in on his vision said otherwise. His limbs betrayed him, and he slumped to the floor. The cold bricks extinguished the fire that had lit up his veins only moments ago. Frozen rocks surrounded him just as they had when the Raker Mir attacked his family, delivering them into the clutches of the governor of Hadrian. Ari slumped next to him, followed by the sounds of hundreds of bodies collapsing to the ground. His family fell beside him once more, though it had been him, not his parents, leading the group this time. The uneven gait of a heavy-booted soldier approached, and a steel toe cracked into Darius's ribs. He grunted in pain, but couldn't do more as his body drifted into numbness. His vision blurred as his eyes slid up the steel-plated boot, the dark leather trousers, then the blue and white uniform of Hadrian's most ruthless captain, coming to rest on Aegean's face. Bruises were already forming on the captain's cheek where a dragon had stomped on him. Darius hoped it hurt. Aegean crouched beside Darius, a short knife in his hand.
You're determined. I'll give you that. But you're more trouble than you're worth, dragon. After I make an example of you, I'm done.
The captain stabbed his knife low into Darius's side. He gasped and cringed as the blade sliced through his skin.
You will die in tomorrow's games, and I'll never have to see your unnatural eyes again.
The captain stood and waved to someone. Blood seeped down Darius's side, features contorted at the captain who'd made his life in Hadrian a veritable nightmare. He bared his teeth in a muted growl, even as tears leaked from the corners of his eyes. That was all the venom his body would allow.
What had they hit him with?
The collector he'd knocked out earlier approached, now with bright blood on the side of his face. His gloved hands trembled as he drew near.
You're sure he's contained?
The short collector asked Aegean.
The poison darts we purchased from the Northern Reach are potent. He won't move,
Aegean said with a smirk, cleaning his knife on the collector's robes. The collector wrinkled his nose, but didn't object. Instead, he pulled one of the dull white stones from the wooden box he carried. Darius willed his body to move, to get away before they could steal his power, his only weapon. But his limbs wouldn't respond. Warm, gloved hands turned his left arm over so the palm was up. Then the collector placed the stone on his skin. Whiteness enveloped Darius's vision, and tremors shook his body as the stone inhaled his magic. Pain not only seeped from the stab wound at his side, but every muscle and sinew of his body burned with acid. He coughed and wheezed as the stone worked, leaving no part of him untouched. When the collector removed it, Darius's vision went dark, and his body shook with a bone-deep cold. He felt like he'd been pulled from a fire and thrown into the snow. The collector held the now blazing green stone up to his eyes.
I think it's even brighter than the last time I extracted from him. His power is growing!
Aegean narrowed his eyes at Darius, wrinkling the various scars on his cheeks.
Good thing he won't be alive much longer.
Shouldn't the governor be alerted?
The collector asked, placing the stone back into its case.
The captain shook his head. No, I don't need Meredith involved. Otherwise, she'll want to keep him for her experiments. And this one is not worth the trouble.
Finish extracting from the others and take the supply to the Forum. We need to send the shipment of gems to our outpost in Leon.
Yes, sir, the collector said before moving on to the other dragons nearby. Darius wheezed out a single word through his unmoving lips.
Why?
Aegean leaned down, whispering so that only Darius could hear.
Hadrian is going to show the world that we are not a nation to be trifled with. First, we'll conquer the Eastern Lands. Then, we attack the Guardians and Comstocks, toppling their great empire. And you dragons are going to help us do it. Though you won't get to see your power at work.
Darius stared at him, eyes wide, nostrils flared as panic filled his chest.
Hadrian was going to attack his home, his friends, his love.
Fiora,